Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerwig. God bless America. It's good to have you here, as always. That was a remarkable interview. We're going to talk more about that coming up in a bit. All part of the No Panic Zone today. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, home mortgage rates have passed 7% for the first time in 22 years. Another remarkable accomplishment by President Joe Biden and his economic team. They took us back to the last century. Nice work. Number two, in politics, history does repeat itself. And for that reason alone, Democrats should be very concerned about the coming midterms. They can pretend all they want about winning. They won't. Number three, Hurricane Ian came roaring aboard and into Florida on the west coast yesterday of that state, packing sustained winds just shy of 155 miles per hour. It was a strong Category 4 hurricane. We'll have to wait and see what the economic impact will be from the storm. But the rest of America already knows Joe Biden has unleashed a terrible storm on the economy. And this economy may not recover for a very long time. And when ordinary folks head to the polls in a few weeks, they'll be voting for themselves to defend themselves and their families from the reckless socialist policies of Joe Biden and his band of idiots. And sadly, it's getting worse. Worse than you've ever been told. It is worse than you have been told. Because reckless policies from both Democrats and Republicans have led us to where we are. Now, make no mistake, this endless spending under the guise of COVID blew us out of 40 years of having inflation under control, blew us right out of there. And this has led us possibly to the point of no return. I don't know yet. Now, what I'm going to share with you now is long. Detailed. But I want you to hear it. The lethal truth about Joe Biden and the socialist acceleration of debt is punishing. Here's the truth about the debt crisis we're facing. Here's the truth about the debt crisis we're facing in the years to come. This is an education, and I want you to hear it. Bite number five. Listen, go.
There was a time you went to college campuses and you talked about an equity and debt. I think in this case, it wasn't necessarily Fed-induced, but it was entitlement-induced. Yeah. And that it could come, this was 10 years ago, and I think you said sometime between, you know, Nostradamus.
2020,
you said 2020 and 2035.
Yeah.
So it's 2000, is it 2022? Is it happening?
We are in deep trouble. So everything I said at those colleges is worse in terms of the metrics, except for one thing. And what I miscalculated was I didn't calculate zero rates. I used 4% rates. But the only thing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton agreed on in 2016 was don't cut Social Security, don't cut entitlements. So nothing was done. Joe Biden has excoriated Rick Scott because he dared mention maybe we shouldn't be increasing senior pays. But if you look at the reversal I just talked about, and you use the CBO estimate, which is rates at 3.8%, which I think, frankly, is pretty optimistic, given all the things we've talked about. By 2027, the interest expense alone on the debt eats all health care spending. By 2047, it eats all discretionary spending. So we're now getting into fiscal dominance. By the way, by 49, it eats all Social Security. We're getting to the point now where the interest expense on the debt is so high that it's going to eat up our ability to basically service the next generation. I'm not even sure about the current one.
Okay.
I brought some cyanide if you'd like one.
No. I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking maybe we'll be okay. But
yeah, because we'll be dead.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Nothing good about any of this. Nothing good about any of it. The debt is going to gobble us alive within 5 years. It's going to destroy us in less than 5 years. There is a point of no return. And it's been accelerated. Do you think that's an accident? Because hard to believe it's an accident. Suddenly the whole world is in a recession because every government in the world started printing money. The UK doing more of it yesterday. And think about this. This happens at a time when the federal collections of taxes are setting all-time records. In fact, it's going up $1 trillion in just 1 year. According to an analysis from the Tax Foundation that came out just a couple of days ago and released by the Congressional Budget Office, it shows a 23% increase in tax collections between fiscal year 21 and 22. That ends this week, by the way. The fiscal year ends this week. The government's slated to collect $5 trillion in nominal revenue, an increase from $4 trillion in the previous fiscal year. Taxes on income, not good for the economy, not good for incentives to work, save, and invest. So Tax Foundation Vice President Will McBride, that's true. Tax burdens on income going up present another challenge to the economy, but that's the plan. Massive inflation, pushing down your ability to purchase things, then tax the hell out of it because, look, you made all this extra money. You really didn't. But instead of making $100,000, you made $150,000. Well, yeah, but the 50 grand was degraded by 10% inflation. Doesn't matter. Look at that. So then they take a big bite out of that, and you end up with negative purchase power. Negative purchasing power. Unbelievable. And yet that's where we are. The 20-year mortgage rates climb above 7% for the first time since December of 2000. And that is a remarkable feat. First time since December of 2000. 7.08%. Let's see, a 30-year fixed mortgage, if your credit is perfect, 6.875. 20-year fixed, 7.125. 15-year, 5.5. 10-year, 5.5. Those remain steady, but you know, rates of a 20-year mortgage about 7% for the first time. 30-year rates climbed to 6.875, shorter term sitting 1.6 points lower than the 20-year rates. Buyers who can manage a higher monthly payment and opt for a 10- or 15-year mortgage can save substantial amounts of money. Now, it's well below the highest annual average rates recorded by Freddie Mac that were 16.63% when Jimmy Carter got done. The average interest rate for a 30-year loan, for an average 30-year fixed rate mortgage in 2019, was 3.94%. The average rate for 2021 was 2.96%, the lowest annual average in 30 years. But are we going back to 16% mortgage rates like we had under Jimmy Carter? Maybe. Not good. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. Want to buy a house? Good luck. We'll take a quick break here. We got a lot going on. Stephen Rabb, Jim Robb, Wendy Block, just to name a few coming up in the next little bit here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. There are a couple of Tigers having very good Septembers who are worth talking about. Tigers fans know it's been a tough year for Javi Baez, but he's caught fire in September, hitting for average and for power, and making plays at short that few, if any, other shortstops can make. For those who worry about having him for another 5 years, just know A.J. Hinch has been unwavering in his belief Baez will be a key part of winning Tigers teams in the years ahead. Akil Badu's month has been full of highlights and a great reminder of how big a piece he can be. Badu is getting on base, using his speed to create havoc on the base paths, and showing off his big improvement in the outfield by consistently going gap to gap to take extra base hits away. Tigers are playing their best ball of the year right now, and Baez and Badu are a big reason why.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's bluebirdcfw.com.